Discover the new Governor State University at Open House on Monday, October 10th from 10 to 2. Tour the campus, meet with an advisor. Governor State is a university for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30%. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 9/25 to 10/10.
If you're about to paint, you're about to save. That's if you come into the Home Depot, where the best paints and best brands are now at even lower prices. Premium paints and stains, even rollers, trays, and tape. The Home Depot has lowered the price on over 300 items throughout the paint department, like top-rated award-winning Behr paint and primers, starting at just $23.97. Whatever you're painting, your project has never been more affordable. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Your NL Central Division champion Cubs play on one radio station.
Ground ball to second, the throw to first, and it's 100 wins for the Chicago Cubs.
Listen for the hometown call with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer for every Cubs playoff game right here. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins in Northwestern at Welsh Ryan Arena. Season tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Well, if you're thinking the White Sox might be moving on from manager Robin Ventura next season, well, looks like that may not happen. According to Bob Nightingale of USA Today, the team has privately decided that Ventura will come back as manager for next season, and they will offer him a contract for 2017. That is, if he wants to stay. Of course, he would get that contract. We don't know how long it would be if he decides he wants it. This all going on as the White Sox will take on the Rays at U.S. Cellular Field tonight. Miguel Gonzalez will start. Blake Snell is going for Tampa. Meanwhile, the Cubs have won now 101 games here in 2016. They've got a handful to go. Jake Arrieta will pitch tonight in Pittsburgh. It'll be his final regular season start, looking for win number 19 on the year. 0-3 to start the year. Well, is not good for the Bears. In defense, and defensive end Akeem Hicks says that improvement is needed pretty much everywhere.
Late in the game in Dallas, that there were points in the game where the defense was not playing to the capability that we are, and we needed our offense to go out and put up some points, and that's what they did. So, you know, it's both sides of the ball working together, man.
That was Hicks with Mully and Hanley today. The Bears will take on the Lions Sunday. Coach John Fox missed practice. He's got the stomach flu. And Jay Cutler was limited in practice with a sore thumb, but there has still not been a commitment to Brian Hoyer getting the start on Sunday. Elsewhere, the Texans have placed J.J. Watt on injured reserve as he re-injures his back. And Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant has a hairline fracture in his knee, though the team says he still might play on Sunday. The Blackhawks tonight will play their first preseason game. That'll be against the Pittsburgh Penguins. This update brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, serving Chicago authentic thin crust pizza since 1947. Go Northsiders. And the football pregame show on The Score is brought to you by Patrick Auto Group. Visit them today at patrickcars.com. 670 weather, showers tonight and a low of 51. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast at 5:30, they'll face the Pirates. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
We all know that talent is the biggest X factor in all of this, but what is leadership? Who is leading the team? No one really knows, but a locker room that has it, they know.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 2:03, Olin Krutz joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline for the best deals on all major tire brands. See your CarX man. Olin, hello.
How's it going, man?
Well, it's going well, but as I look now at the latest odds that have been provided by Bovada, the Chicago Bears have dropped drastically from 150-1 to win the Super Bowl to 500-1, the only team beneath the Bears and all of the NFL on the board right now, the Cleveland Browns at 1,000-1. So these are bad times for an 0-3 team.
Yeah, you know, well, the way they've played, I mean, you can't really argue against that. So they want to, you know, people to have more respect for them and move up in people's opinion on them in NFL and power polls and whatnot. They just have to play better. I mean, that's pretty much how they've played so far. So I don't think anybody can really argue with them being 500-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Olin, after watching the game this past Sunday, what happens when a team is on the struggle bus in that next week? How do you go about trying to get yourself out of it?
They just didn't look good this week. And you're right, they were struggling. I mean, on both sides of the ball in their first drives, you could see some confusion. One play, the defense, they didn't know who was blitzing, who wasn't blitzing. There was frustration on their side of the ball. And on the first play on offense, Hoyer doesn't know whether he's handing the ball off or he's throwing a quick pass to Royal. So you're right. They are definitely on the struggle bus. And things, just little things like that shows you when a team is not really, you know, in a good groove. So the way you get out of it is you start to just worry about the little things, Lawrence. You start to worry about your pad level, your footwork, your hand placement, your eye discipline. I know that sounds crazy, but when you're playing bad and everybody's out of whack, it's usually the little things that are out of whack. It's usually the little technique flaws that everybody's not working on that are just a little bad. And there's also some players who may be trying too hard.
And how do you know? How can you tell in practice or in a game if somebody's, as you say, trying too hard?
You know, that's kind of a coach's feeling, right? That, you know, have you overloaded a guy? You know, like just for fun, I went back and I looked at Massey's tape in Arizona, and his stance is completely different. So has someone changed his stance? Did that screw him up? Did we go back to his old stance? So as a coach, you have to have a feeling for, am I pushing this guy too hard? Or do I have to push this guy a little harder? Do I have to show him game film on him doing the things I want him to do to create confidence in him? Or do I have to show him film on him not doing the things I want him to do and put a little more pressure on him and see if that'll get him to play better? So as a coach, you have to be able to get a feeling for the guy that you're coaching.
It's easy for your team leaders to lead when you're 3-0 or 2-1, when you've got at least one win under your belt. Leadership is easy at that point. Leadership is really tough when you're coming to work now. And I'm just, anybody on this team that may see himself outside of the coaches, if a player in this locker room sees himself as a team leader, what are the important things to do other than just keep going about your job professionally, as you say?
The most important thing to do is to come with a good attitude every day. Look, we're playing bad. There's enough people questioning the coaches, questioning the GM's draft picks, questioning, you know, the ownership, questioning all the no one needs to hear that out of your mouth. Look, that's out there already. You just stay focused on this week and how do I get better at doing my job. And as a leader, step out in front of the team and take blame for what's going on, to take some pressure off of the other guys in the locker room that maybe can't handle getting blamed for some of the losing and whatnot. So come out and say that I need to play better. I need to get going, things like that. And you know, don't assemble in small groups and start complaining about the coaches and he should be calling this way and he should be calling that way. Because, look, all of us are ripping logins enough. You don't have to do that, too. So you have to totally buy in. Be excited about the game plan. Be excited about your guys' chance to win this week and get the team moving in that direction.
Well, let's get to ripping Loggins. I know how I...
Let's get right on with it.
I know that, you know, what we do when we're looking at games, whether it's in the press box or on TV, it's limited on what we can say about a game plan. You're someone who breaks down tape. You've been in those rooms. How do you judge the way that the Dow Loggins is calling a game?
You know, obviously, Lawrence, it's not all on him. And, you know, if we're going to say this Bears team is young and lacks talent, then he doesn't have a lot to work with either. But for an example, it's 3rd and 2 early in the game on their second drive, right? And they got on one side of the field, they've got Jeffrey, they've got White, and they got Zach Miller, who I didn't think the Cowboys had an answer for Zach Miller, and I was surprised they didn't go to him more often. But they're in what they call bunch formation. On the other side, they got Eddie Royal and Langford, and they draw the play up for Langford. That's maddening to me. I'm going to either Zach Miller, Alshon Jeffrey, or Kevin White. So are putting Royal in motion and going to Royal, and I don't think they do that enough either. I don't think they put Royal in motion enough, get him moving around and get him some mismatches, because as you see the Cowboys use Cole Beasley, Eddie Royal is dangerous to the ball in his hands too, and the Bears should use him like that. So these are some of the things that are frustrating me about Loggins. Having even a run-pass option in the first play of the game is crazy to me. They run the ball in the second play of the game and they get 7 yards. That's what should have done on the first play of the game.
Jordan Howard looks like he's going to get an extended chance here, and obviously the limiting factor with some young running backs is their understanding of pass protection schemes and responsibilities. But as long as he's got the ball in his hands, he looks like a tough load to stop, and at least gives you a reason to watch. How can they make sure that he doesn't get the quarterback killed on 3rd and 8?
He has to work on it. You know, when we're talking about the little things, and it's funny you bring that up, because if you want to look at what the Bears think they could be on Howard's first play, when I think he gained 36 yards and exploded through the line, Kyle Long is pancaking the guy in front of him. Massey is putting a good block on a good player, Crawford, driving him to the sideline. And you just, you know, those are what we came to see. They said, man, run behind Kyle Long and Massey, you'll be all right, and give it to the running back. And Howard looks like he's pretty good. But those are growing pains you come with young players, right? Because he's going to have to see these looks. You know, they're going to try to confuse him back there as starting running back. They know they have a new rookie running back. So they'll put the linebacker blitzing right on him and see if he can actually pass block in the NFL. So these are going to be some growing pains. And I don't expect him to be really, really good at it right off the bat. But hopefully he's putting in the work, putting in the studying time, and working on his blocking.
If you look at the statistics, the Bears' explosive run plays came between the tackles. Like, all of their big runs were between the tackles. So can a player look at that when you guys are looking at film and say to his position coach or his OC, say, look, we know that we can do this. Like, if I'm looking at anything that the Bears offense can do, Olin, right now I feel most confident about the three guys in the middle of their line. Even Cody Whitehair, who I thought actually had a decent game on Sunday night. So how do players ever talk to their coaches about stuff like that?
Of course you can. And you can talk to them, but whether they're listening or not is a whole other subject. But you can go up there and even during the game say, hey, I feel like they're weak in the middle. I can block this guy all day. Let's just pound it at him. So, you know, you have Kyle Long, and you, like you said, Cody Whitehair has looked pretty good in there at center. And, you know, except for some confusion and communication problems, he's looked like he's playing pretty well. And they got, you know, 2 all-pro guards. They're paying him a lot of money. Let's ride these horses.
I got to get Will Sutton off the nose. I don't know what that is trying to be. I understand losing Eddie Goldman's a big deal, and that Sutton was not drafted by this regime. He really doesn't have a position in Vic Fangio's 3-4 scheme. But there has to be another option. I know that Fangio is versatile enough to make sure that there is something other than a guy who is overpowered, over-muscled, over-leveraged inside, and they took advantage of it all game. Teams are going to – I mean, that screams out on Bears film right now.
Right, and he did. They took advantage of him, and, you know, they had a rookie linebacker, Kwiatkowski, in there who also looked decent. But, you know, if Linehan doesn't run at a backup nose guard and a rookie linebacker, Scott Linehan, I mean, the Cowboys offensive coordinator, then he's getting killed this week on sports radio in Dallas. So he was smart to attack those guys. Now, immediately when you say that, I was seeing the same thing in the game. I would put Hicks on the nose and start Bullard if you're going to play some young guys. So they have an option there. I know Hicks has played some nose in his career, so why not? Why not put him there and let him clog that middle?
All right, this Sunday, the Field Museum, it's going to be the pregame with Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey, the postgame with Hub and this man, Olin Krutz, and Big Cat Williams for the live pregame and postgame broadcast that they've got going on. The big pregame is with Hub and Pompey and Manley. That's inside the Field Museum Sunday, October 2nd. And everybody's going to be out there thanks to our friends at Bud Light. So sounds like it's going to be an awesome time, Olin. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
That is Olin Krutz, and we're cut it a little short because we did have a bunch of people that wanted to jump in on the news of the day. And the news of the day, according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today, is that the White Sox, and this is, you got to read every word here. The White Sox have decided to retain manager Robin Ventura and will sign him to a new contract, providing Ventura wants to return. So this is sort of the card that's been played. And I've made a bunch of calls, I've talked to a bunch of people, and I can't get any good answers. I don't know what people, because some of my most plugged-in people are just going, I don't know, this is what goes on. And it's not encouraging. Michael in Rogers Park, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I got to admit, I don't know anything about baseball. I'm not a big fan, but I do kind of follow the coaching carousel on the other sports a lot, and I read that stuff, but I've never heard it phrased that way. My question is, do you think if you put a microphone in front of Rick Hahn, he would actually say something like, if he wants to stay? I don't know who benefits or what the angle of saying something like that.
I don't either. I don't, Michael, I don't understand why publicly you would want to do this out front in this way. It doesn't help. It doesn't help anyone. Nobody gains.
What if Robin says, sure. Thanks. I mean, then what? I mean, I don't know anything about baseball. I know the Sox are bad. Three losing seasons. What is going on here? Like,
I wish I had a good answer for you.
No one has a good answer on it. And you're talking about, what, 8 years since making the playoffs with this group?
That could happen. Robin could say, oh, you want me back?
Why?
Okay.
Look, for what he's being paid, and if you are offering him a new contract, one would think that you would be offering him a raise too, right? Isn't that usually how it works? That if we want you back, so here's a little kicker to get you back. If they truly want Robin Ventura to come back, then why wouldn't he ask for a raise to come back?
Because he's got leverage at that point.
Correct.
And you don't have a replacement. And if that's like, okay, sure, I'll come back. Yes. But these are the terms.
Yes, I would like it, whatever.
Or something other than money. Because he may feel that it's going to be a better job for him if there are certain understandings about how the power structure is arranged. Who knows? There could be all kinds of things you can ask for that you might think make your life a whole lot better. Larry is in Northbrook. He's on the Score.
Yeah, I am fuming about this, but, you know, I knew this was going to happen because I think, Dan, you said, you know, they don't get rid of their own. Also, the Bulls, same thing. Paxton's still there. He shouldn't be there either. I won't go out to White Sox Park, even though I've been a fan for over 4 years, because they're boring to watch. As Steve Stone said late in the year, finally they're stealing bases. Finally,
well, stealing bases doesn't feel. Stealing bases doesn't help you win.
No, no. Well, it does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Stealing bases. Stealing bases does not correlate to scoring more runs.
Well, I disagree.
No, it just doesn't, though. It doesn't. That's why teams don't steal anymore. In Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Brian is on WSCR.
Hi, fellas. I'm driving back. I've never called the radio station before, but this news has compelled me to call in as a White Sox fan. What message does this send to me, the fan? And what message does it send to the team as a whole?
What do you think? I guess you can answer that question. What message are you receiving?
The message I'm receiving is that it just doesn't matter. There's no direction. There's no plan. They can't draft. It's just...
Wait a second.
They can draft pitchers.
Before you say they can't draft, they made a huge, huge move in firing Doug Lauman and in hiring Nick Hostetler. That is it. That is a huge move. One of the biggest things they've done in years. And that guy, Hostetler, has to have an opportunity to be judged for his body of work. So don't, I mean, you say they can't draft, they can't draft. They did address that. I will give them credit that a lot of people refuse to give them credit for that. They did that, and that is a meaningful move for a major league organization. So that's going to take time to determine whether or not, you say they don't get rid of their own. Doug Lauman was a fixture that they that Rick Hahn fired. So
I can get up over that. I guess I'm aggravated from top to bottom. The only guy I'm not mad at right now is the guy who looks like Scottie Pippen selling beer. That's, as a White Sox fan, I am just furious and being happy with the mediocrity.
If there's a guy that looks like Scottie Pippen, he's probably drinking the beer.
No, the beer vendors at Sox Park are a lot of fun. They really are. The game day product over there is great. I've never walked away, other than watching the game, I've never walked away from my experience there.
Well, the food is phenomenal.
It's all of that stuff. I think they got that down. I actually think that that is the strongest part of the White Sox as an organization right now. Their game day. Everything inside that ballpark, outside of the team, is top rate, fantastic. But I think that Brian stumbled onto the question that we should ask. What does this say to you? We know how we feel about it, Dan. We're working our way through it. But for the White Sox fan that's in their car right now going, wait, what? What are you guys talking about? For the person that's at their desk who was thinking about, because I've already had people tweet me and say, I was going to go to Saturday's game, but I'm out. I mean, that's the type of impact and effect that something like this can have.
That's the news of the day. The White Sox moving to at least give Robin Ventura the chance to stay. Well, we don't know what they know before they reached out in this way. And it's possible that in this twisted White Sox world that they already have intelligence that he's going to turn it down. And this might just make it easier, but it isn't that situation. It's not like offering Jack McDowell, saying knowing that you'd offer Jack McDowell a big contract that he turned down just so you can tell your fans that, well, you know, we tried, because the fans don't even like Robin.
Right. There's no one stumping for Robin.
I don't get it.
There's part of me now that wants to see Robin come out publicly tonight and go, yes, I'm looking forward to negotiating my contract.
Can't wait. Them. Thank you. That's Lawrence Holmes in for Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Devastating news for the Texans. J.J. Watt has re-injured his back. He'll go on injured reserve and could miss the rest of the season. He can return to practice after 6 weeks and play after 8 weeks if he's on IR, but the speculation is they'll just shut him down for the rest of the year, regardless of whether or not he needs more surgery, which is the tact that they should have taken with this guy in the first place. Look, I'm no doctor, but I don't need to be to know that this guy rushed back too soon, tried to do too much too soon. He missed all of training camp and the preseason after having back surgery in July. Back surgery in July. Big shock that he's on the shelf now. And they've got nobody to blame but themselves. Sure, the guy's a freak and a monster, but he's not indestructible. So the Texans can now forget about that Super Bowl dream. They were already exposed when they went into Foxborough and got knocked out. They should have hounded this guy much more carefully. They should not have been in such a hurry to get him back. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30%. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 9/25 to 10/10.
If you're about to paint, you're about to save. That's if you come into the Home Depot, where the best paints and best brands are now at even lower prices. Premium paints and stains, even rollers, trays, and tape. The Home Depot has lowered the price on over 300 items throughout the paint department, like top-rated award-winning Behr paint and primers, starting at just $23.97. Whatever you're painting, your project has never been more affordable. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Imagine having unlimited access to all of your favorite Chicago sports games. 670 The Score and Town & Country Marketplace are giving one lucky winner the opportunity to make that dream come true. 67 qualifying winners will be invited to the finale, where they'll have the chance to win the golden ticket, a $20,000 Classic Tickets gift card to be front and center in all the action. Check out 670thescore.com/golden ticket to find out more information. Presented by Town & Country Marketplace and Classic Tickets.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins in Northwestern at Welsh Ryan Arena. Season tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Some surprising news from the South Side earlier today. According to Bob Nightingale, the White Sox have apparently decided they're going to bring back Robin Ventura as manager next season. At least they are going to make him that offer. That is, if he wants to stay, then they will work out a new deal with him for 2017 and potentially beyond. All of this is happening as the White Sox are just a few hours away from their game against the Rays at U.S. Cellular Field tonight, so Ventura will certainly be addressing all of that during his pregame discussion. Miguel Gonzalez tonight will get the start. For the Cubs, they're right now just worried about getting to the postseason, even though they've got a guy in their rotation that could very well end up with the Cy Young Award. Pitching coach Chris Bosio says that's not a thing to talk about now.
It's something that will be addressed before their starts. But right now, we have not discussed it because all we're trying to do is just get out there and just win and try to, you know, keep the foot on the pedal and just keep winning and keep momentum.
Bosio talking with Mully and Hanley. They will tonight play in Pittsburgh once again. Jake Arrieta will get the start. The Cubs are looking for their 102nd victory this year. Jay Cutler was at practice today for the Bears, and he participated, though he was limited. He's got that sore thumb. The Bears will take on the Lions on Sunday. John Fox was not at Halas Hall today because he's got an illness. And the Blackhawks, they're getting started with their preseason already. They've got their first preseason game tonight against the Penguins. Well, Cubs playoff push coverage on The Score is brought to you in part by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. And Comcast Business, built for Chicago business. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast tonight at 5:30 when they face Pittsburgh. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Four Winds, New Buffalo, and nearby Southwest Michigan. With 3,000 slot machines, over 60 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos. Escape there every day.
Talking about the White Sox news that we heard today, and like you just said off the air, Lawrence, the White Sox are indeed home tonight, so reporters are going to be descending on U.S. Cellular Field to chase some people around and get some answers here as to what this means and where it stands, what the timetable is, like how much of a time window does Robin Ventura have to decide?
Well, Robin speaks every day, so I'm sure someone is going to ask him about this report, and maybe all we get from him is, I hadn't heard that. You know, I haven't said anything or talked to anyone about this yet.
Or now is not the time to discuss it.
Or maybe he says, I'm looking forward to negotiating a contract with them. I want to stay here. Maybe we get that around, usually around 4:15, 4:20. It's usually when he talks. So before the show is over, we should hear something from 35th and Shields.
And look, when news breaks, I often will have I think to have a pretty good idea of what's going on. And if I don't, I try to call people I trust and try to find out and triangulate. And some people are connected to some and some are connected to others. And some you just try to get as many informed voices as you can privately. And you take what you can to the air and you use the rest on background just to inform yourself. But this is totally straight up. Nobody I talk to can quite make heads or tails of this. So we got to wait to hear what people have to say. But I've already heard from a couple people who generally have very solid information, always have on the White Sox, longtime friends who said, I don't know.
I'm fascinated by the question that Brian asked us. It was rhetorical. He was kind of asking himself, what message does this send to the White Sox fan base? I think it's seeing some of the responses that I'm seeing on social media via my Twitter account. Now I've tweeted at you, so you'll get some of those too. And Instagram, the picture that I put up with Spiegs on my Instagram page of the look on his face when you read the story. Oh, it's just great. It's priceless.
He was completely overwhelmed.
Yes, he was. But seeing some of the responses that people are like, no, like, don't, please don't do this.
Mike in the South Loop says, this makes no sense. If you're rebuilding, wouldn't you want a manager who's good at teaching? The Sox should be good at the basic fundamentals during his tenure. Then if you plan on signing Reddick or Encarnacion or Cespedes or Bautista, you're going for it. Wouldn't you want a proven manager? Yes, and yes, but as always, in between. Jake is next on the score. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. To answer your question about the message that I'm getting from this is one of two things. Clearly, it's either the White Sox are really, really, really dumb, or we can just never predict anything that they can really do potentially, or it's really they're saying behind the curtain, we're going to make this easier for you. You can go ahead and say you don't feel that you would like to return, you know, to our team. But then, you know, but then I ask myself, you know, why are you going to put if they truly are letting it up to Ventura, why are they putting this all on Ventura? It's almost like, you know, right before this game, I mean, he's going to have a blizzard of questions. You know, if they're truly, truly going to put this all on Ventura, like, he's not stupid. He knows deep down as an outsider, he wouldn't hire himself back. So isn't this kind of almost unfair to do to him? To just, for him to leave going out on this kind of note?
I don't disagree with you, Jake. I'm trying to put myself in Robin's shoes. And if this happened, like, how would I feel about it? And I don't think I feel great about it, because there's a Front Street aspect to it that you're putting me on Front Street. You put out this report. Like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't even know it. Maybe that's one of the things we'll hear from Robin. I don't know what I want to do yet.
And I haven't decided. I'm glad I have the possibility.
And with a week of games left, not that they matter, but to him they matter. I would imagine they matter. That's an unnecessary pressure that has been put on me to answer questions that we shouldn't have answered until we all came to a conclusion about what was going to happen, instead of at least a week and maybe more of speculation.
Elgin and Drew on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, Lawrence. You know, earlier or late in March, you asked, what are you looking forward to in the White Sox season? And I called up and I said, I want a decision on Robin, whether or not he's a good manager or a bad manager, and go from there. And anybody who watched this season got a clear answer as to what that question was. So what does it tell me? It tells me one of two things. It tells me either they don't think we watch the games or pay attention, or two, that we don't care. And that's fine, because when they're giving away their tickets on Groupon, I'll go ahead and I'll look and I'll see that they're probably a dollar a piece or something. And then I'll decide if I've got anything better to do.
I think you're seeing a lot of people respond that way. I had a guy say it to me that he was planning on going to Saturday's game, and now he's like, nah, I'm good. That this report change one person's mind about going to the game on Saturday.
I don't know if I believe that. If you want to go to the game, go to the game. Have a hot dog, have a beer, enjoy a little bit of baseball.
That's what I always say.
I don't think you're making
any
grand statement to anybody.
You know, I get the idea and the perspective that how this could be unfair to Robin. I get exactly what you're saying. And it just, as you were saying it, it just made me think that maybe there's the possibility that this was leaked by someone who's in the know who's angry about the decision.
So, like, to shame him into taking the job?
No, not to shame him, but to just be like, I just can't believe that this is the direction we possibly may go.
Oh, I see
that's
what you're
saying. It was leaked behind the rest of the group's backs and whoever it is that's in the know because they're pissed about it. Because they don't want Robin back, and Robin shouldn't be back.
Well, if you follow where you think the story is coming from.
Right. I don't think that would prevent him from coming back, though. It wouldn't have the intended effect of accomplishing that.
No. But Maddie's saying that that it's already he's coming back, and this is that person getting
it out there because they're pissed about it because they didn't want it. And hey, look how dumb this organization is. Look at the dumb decision we're going to make now.
That could be, but if that's the case, resign. I mean, if you're sniping from the inside, at that point, that's fireable. I mean, technically, if that were to be true, that's how people get fired in any company for doing something like that,
right?
Certainly,
you pee out of the tent, not into it.
Oh, that's right. That's fired. If somebody would go to the media to try to anonymously clown management, that can't happen.
See.
Okay, then, I mean, I don't know what the benefit it is of it getting out there.
I don't either.
There's no benefit for anyone.
I actually lean towards your way. If my thinking on who it is
where
that
it's going,
leaked it,
yeah, that's,
it actually makes a lot of sense.
I'm sure we're thinking the same thing about how.
Yep.
And who, yeah.
Well, and you can name names.
I'd rather not.
If you're speculating, we know, we were talking about it in transition.
Yeah, but I'd rather not.
Because that's really low. That's some seriously sneaky stuff if you have somebody doing that and using the media to say, this guy I work with doesn't know what he's doing. He's made a decision I don't agree with. That's the kind of thing where...
Would that surprise you?
Well,
because we're thinking of the same person.
I can't.
Would that surprise you?
I can't take anything off the table.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. And there is zero benefit to this story being out there. Are you trying to help Bob Nightingale's career? I mean, there's no benefit.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's a made man.
Right, Bob's an established dude. Yeah. This doesn't help anyone. There is zero benefit to this story being leaked.
All right, we'll grab some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. Interspersed with plenty of football talk today, including Big Cat Williams at 3, college football with Pete Futek at 4, and Hub Arkish takes your calls at 5. We're out at 5:30 for Cubs baseball. This is your home for the soon-to-be, what can we call it, the 101-win Cubs, is that right?
Yes.
So...
They're already 101.
They're 101 win team.
Possibly 104, 105 when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. God.
And what's really crazy is that we could be waiting a while for them to play games of consequence. Because not even just the regular schedule. You got to figure out the wild card thing. You got to have a round robin. No pun intended.
I don't think that's good. I mean, it's still unlikely that that's going to happen. It could be.
It's still half a game, right? Exactly. It's half a game between the three teams.
Could happen. Boers and Bernstein, you got the score.
The Chicago Cubs play on one radio station.
Bryant drives one in the air, left field. Back goes Frazier. It's over the wall. It's a home run for Bryant. He's over 100 RBIs.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the Cubs.
If you're looking for a realtor to sell your home, listen to this. I want to tell you a story about Amy Kite, a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. After having their second child, one Forest Park couple decided it was time to move back closer to the family. They went with Amy Kite, and she got them the results they needed. This property sold in only 9 days for $300,000. Why would you go with anyone else? It's not the market. It's in Amy's marketing. Those are the kinds of results you will get if you hire Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity to sell your home. Hi, it's Jason Goff. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that you will agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, Amy can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. Yes, you heard it. If the home isn't sold, Amy can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
It's an unbelievable deal that he has found himself in possession of a 2014 Santa Barbara County Chardonnay that at just $14 is selling at about what, it's about half what this would, or less than half is what it would normally sell for if you were getting this under the original brand name. And that's what he does. That's how he's able to give you these discounts. And you've read about this stuff. Wall Street Journal and Forbes, Wine Enthusiast, Wine Spectator have all praised his ability as a negociant to bring you some of these wines. And I do know some Chardonnay drinkers who got really sick of the explosion of the over-oaked and over buttery Chardonnays, because it became a very popular style, though, with the malolactic fermentation and the heavy oak aging. And there was a backlash that people saying, look, let's taste the actual characteristics of the grape instead of the way it's fermented and instead of the oak in which it's aged. And if you are one of those Chardonnay drinkers, you got to get on this Lot 526 while there are still some cases available. This wine just won gold at the Denver International Wine Competition. And this is what you're talking about here, is that slaty lemon-lime finish. It's layered on the palate with acacia blossom, white pepper, and you don't miss the oak and you don't miss the butter if you are one of those kind of Chardonnay drinkers. It's the Lot 526, so you should do this at chwine.com. And right now, this is the time, because there's this deal that Cameron's offering you on your first order of three or more bottles. It's free shipping. Wine's heavy. It rarely ships for free. It's a great deal. And you get a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. So this is a wine that is already, you're talking all these wines you're going to find as you shop are 40 to 80% off. It's a no-brainer. Free shipping is huge. Go to chwine.com, and to get this deal, you've got to enter Dan at checkout. It's just that easy. Go to chwine.com, chwine.com, free shipping, free sommelier corkscrew, shop for your wine, and enter Dan at checkout. Once again, the Chardonnay, if you didn't write it down, this is the Lot 526 Santa Barbara County Chardonnay at $14 a bottle and free shipping. It's a steal. Get a case. Don't wait. It's a limited time offer. Fantastic wine. A great deal. Go to chwine.com and enter Dan.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30%. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 9/25 to 10/10.
If you're about to paint, you're about to save. That's if you come into the Home Depot, where the best paints and best brands are now at even lower prices. Premium paints and stains, even rollers, trays, and tape. The Home Depot has lowered the price on over 300 items throughout the paint department, like top-rated award-winning Behr paint and primers, starting at just $23.97. Whatever you're painting, your project has never been more affordable. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Attention, are you turning 65 and don't know what your Medicare plan options are? Are you already on Medicare and unhappy with your current plan? Medicare providers can help you choose the plan that is right for you. Call us today at 855-408-4081 and we'll connect you with a licensed agent to help you determine which Medicare plan fits your needs the best. You may also be eligible for a special enrollment period. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call today at 855-408-4081.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Fitz and Northwestern football for all the action this season at Ryan Field. Single game tickets on.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
For Match Sports Station.
After it was, you know, for sure that Ozzy wasn't coming back, I had that conversation with Robin. A buddy, Bell, and I had it together with him. And needless to say, he was a little surprised and a little apprehensive. So we had to explain to him exactly what the support system would be and exactly what our expectations were at the start so that we could move forward together.
Okay, now I just spoke with somebody else during the break who does not necessarily buy the working hypothesis that we were just sort of talking through before, that this is a public statement by somebody within the organization who doesn't agree. This the dissenting opinion on that is that this is just the team explaining to a reporter, putting it out there, that they are willing to bring Robin Ventura back. So it keeps all doors open. And apparently the team is, they're not going to address it tonight. Ventura doesn't plan on talking about it, saying that they're not going to discuss it.
He's going to talk about it, but people need to ask him. And I mean, there's apparently been some sort of pushback because Dan Hayes, who covers the White Sox, tweeted out, source, report that Robin Ventura has been offered a contract for 2017 or beyond is inaccurate. That was never in the Nightingale report. He went out of his way to say the opposite. Here's the quote. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity since there has been no public announcement and contract negotiations have yet to commence. That's not in the Bob Nightingale report.
Right. There never was a report that he has actually been offered something. It's that they have decided to retain him and will sign him to a new contract provided he wants to return.
Right.
That doesn't mean that there has been an offer.
So I think it's interesting that there's someone who's pushing back that loudly at White Sox. But again,
I'm really struggling with a lot of this. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. It's not like they're mollifying a fan base that would be angry if they parted ways with Robin Ventura and they have to put it out there that they're making every effort. You know, you do that if you think you're going to lose a guy somewhere else. You have to say, well, we got to put on a show of how hard we tried to keep him. This isn't that case. So this, it just seems completely unnecessary.
Yes. A week. They do this all the time. Where, like, you're just trying, like they did last year. Like, you're just trying to get out of the season, man. And then you fire your bench coach 2 days before the season ends last year. It's like, come on. Look, can we just get to the end? Let's get to the end and let everyone just take a deep breath. Let your fans kind of miss you a little bit. And no, they just won't. They just won't, and I don't understand it.
In New Buffalo, Michigan, it's Sam on the score.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to ask, Lawrence was saying that with the last week, this might be a more of a stressful situation for Robin. Is it maybe been leaked a little bit earlier that this might be a test to see that how he could handle it in the last week?
After 5 years of being in the dugout, they're trying to do some cockamamie stress test based on leaking this information to see how he responds with it. That doesn't, no.
He's been under, I mean, the stress of having a first place team that falls out of first place, a team with high expectations last year that doesn't live up to those expectations, a team with no expectations that then got off to a great start and then fell way below the expectations that were then put in front of them after they started off 23-10 and then went 10-26. I'm getting some people texting me now that I do think that what we're seeing is people in the White Sox organization being caught off guard by that story coming out right now.
What's the motivation? What's the ultimate gain? If you play it out, okay, I'm going to call up a writer and I'm going to give him this. I understand sometimes you do favors for guys. Sometimes you scratch a back, you put a deposit in the favor bank kind of thing. But what's other than just some short term reactive, I'm mad about this, I'm going to call somebody. Because like I say, I brought that up. I'm saying, is this possible? And the response I got was possible, but unlikely. It's because it's what this source said was it's nothing that nefarious. It's just the team talking about what they have to do before they have to talk about it.
If this is the case, if what we're thinking and maybe even hearing in some circles is the case that this was something that no one outside of the person who leaked it, doesn't that say that you have at least one other problem with your organization? How did Nightingale describe it? A high-ranking White Sox official.
Right. But if you have people working at cross purposes and using the media to snipe at each other or to snipe at the organization, I'm telling you, that is a fireable offense. Not just in sports. When you start airing out dirty laundry, when you start criticizing somebody else's decision or an organizational decision using the media to do that, or you're trying to affect the actual business of the organization, you have to go.
Does this look like a franchise who always wants to claim that everyone's on the same page? Does that feel like that to you?
Well, they couldn't do it and have laugh.
If you have a respected national baseball writer, right? And now a respected White Sox beat reporter telling you two different things from sources that I would say in both cases are good.
I do know there's been a disconnect between how this team has related to national writers and how they've related to local media.
I'm saying that
is ongoing.
That's not for me to decide. But as someone looking at the White Sox from the outside, does this look like an organization that's got his thing together? Because it doesn't look like that to me.
He's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Dan Bernstein. James Big Cat Williams will join us next to talk about the Bears. Woo-hoo. That's the score.
Cubs catcher David Ross talks Cubs with Mully and Henley. Friday mornings at 8.
The atmosphere at Wrigley is unbelievable. It's just a good time. We're getting things lined up, get ready to make this playoff push.
David Ross with Mully and Henley. Friday mornings at 8.
Brought to you by Bill Jacobs, BMW Naperville. The cars bring you in. The experience brings you back.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. The official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30%. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 9/25 to 10/10.
If you're about to paint, you're about to save. That's if you come into the Home Depot, where the best paints and best brands are now at even lower prices. Premium paints and stains, even rollers, trays, and tape. The Home Depot has lowered the price on over 300 items throughout the paint department, like top-rated award-winning Behr paint and primers, starting at just $23.97. Whatever you're painting, your project has never been more affordable. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business,